episode 451, November 4th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please
are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and that's it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? Back with Rob and Joe this week. Not Rob and Katie. Did you listen to the show last week?
I did. I liked it.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I was pretty, she didn't go as hard as I thought she was going to go.
Did you know when you started dating Katie that she could be like a podcast fill-in and she would become an integral actress in our murder mystery shows?
So,
did you know that she had that in her?
Now, I knew she was funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was real funny in the text.
Yes.
And then when we played Quiplash, she's funny.
But then there's the stage fright is a real thing.
You're
for most
right.
People.
It is. And I think now, I guess she's just like, all right, this is what I do. Probably the first time we asked her to do it, she's like, nah. Second time, she's like, yeah. Now she's just like, okay, now I just do it.
And she's super comfortable with us.
That's really the most important.
Well, I think it helps just for anybody to do something. You're comfortable with the people around you. Welcome to the show. We're part of us as a fan of the Washington Nationals. The one really teams that we really veer on that we don't
root. You're right.
Is the Orioles Nationals.
I mean,
we don't really have arguments over them, but.
Well, right. We had one friend. He was such a difficult fan to be around of the other team that he made me hate the Nats.
Yes. We're talking about former show announcer Tim Moran.
But now that we don't talk, I kind of root for him. You know what
right.
I mean? Although. There was some pleasure to arrive from them winning and losing, so it really didn't matter.
Yes, you could see both sides.
It would have been funny if they would have won the first two games and then lost because,
yes,
the cooler aspect. But also for you to get another championship, hell now. I mean, the Redskins aren't close to winning it.
No, not even. Mm-hmm. Look, let's put it this way. The Wizards are not close, but they're closer than the Redskins.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't need a new owner.
Well, here's why. Because the Wizards could finish with the worst record in baseball in basketball.
Yes.
That could happen. And then there could be some generational player that, a Shaq or a Kobe or a LeBron or a Michael Jordan. I mean, there's been four in my lifetime, right?
And right.
Magic Johnson, right? Larry Bird. I mean, they've existed, right?
Of course.
So that's going to happen. And then you get that guy and then you're like, oh, now they're a contender. Because in basketball, if you have LeBron James, well, maybe not the LeBron James today.
But one guy can...
Right.
Seriously alter your franchise. And they have a legit, owner, same owner of the Capitals, that knows how to win.
And you can't do that with football. I mean, there's a lot of people
Culture. We don't want to talk about that. But it's a lot more going in the Redskins.
Well, 22
have
people
the worst
start.
Owner.
Yeah, right. They have the worst
the
owner.
History of sports. But no, I'm the Caps is 2 years in a row. You have a championship. So I'm feeling like this could be the greatest, won't be the greatest team potentially that I could have a championship because they weren't dominant by any stretch. But in terms of the run they went on and winning in Game 7.
Yeah, no, winning in Game 7 is cool.
Yeah, that may only happen once, if ever, in your life.
When I was in the fifth grade, the Orioles lost a Game 7 to the Pittsburgh Pirates after being up 3-1.
That's
and
brutal.
The funny thing is that actually is the year I became a baseball fan. I was
that
10
got
years
you
old.
Hooked.
That's the year I became a baseball fan, and they won 100 games the next year and didn't make the playoffs. Now, that can't happen anymore right. with the wild card, but the next year, you had to win. Only two teams went to the playoffs. Now five do, but only two did.
It's a big difference. What I see, like, you know, we went to the parade, Tuan and I, and, you know, I see people, you know, younger people, and I think that was me as a Redskins fan. Back when I was that age, they were winning, and I'm still a fan, despite everything they put me through. So I figure if you're that age and you see the Capitals and the Nationals go on one of these runs, you're in for life.
Well, let me just say this. My team, I guess, is the Redskins. I'm a much bigger Ravens fan now than I am a Redskins fan, because there's nothing for me to... And honestly, if they played each other this year, I wouldn't root for the Redskins. What benefit is to me?
It's better that they lose in terms of their draft.
Sure, but... yeah. Yeah, I don't... So I've never done this in my life. I've never switched teams. I've never done that.
Right.
But at this point, I work for one of the teams. It's closer in proximity to the city in which I live and the city in which I work. Everyone that I know that I work with, and most of my friends are Ravens fans.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You're not really switching. It's just you're invested in this team because it's your job.
I'd be interested to know what
And they're a really exciting team to root for, right?
They are, right. They have the most... I'm not making any claims that they have the best quarterback in the league, but you can make a solid argument that really there's only... Him and Patrick Mahomes are the two most exciting players to watch. Maybe Deshaun Watson should be in that conversation, but
right.
just in terms of having fun watching them
Absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely.
And that's now the team that I cover
yes.
and the team that I root for, so...
I'm, you know... at peace with the Redskins in the sense that I'm not going to root for another team, because if they do one day get good, I know I would just go back.
Right, right.
And football is the one sport I can truly enjoy without my team mattering.
Because you're right,
I have other things, and I have the Red Zone channel. I just watch the Red Zone.
And you have, right, you have interest.
I have fantasy, I have betting
do
things.
Do you root for the Ravens, or you're just disinterested?
I have Lamar Jackson on my fantasy team that I've started every week.
So you root for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I like the team, and I, watching the Capitals, and watching the Redskins and how they do business, I'm drawn to a well-run organization, right. which the Ravens are. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do kind of find it funny that, not funny, like when they were talking about signing Kaepernick, and they didn't, and then his girlfriend posted a photo of from Django Unchained,
yes,
with the owner and
Ray Lewis
as Leonardo DiCaprio,
the fighter Mandingo fighter.
No, it was Samuel Jackson.
It was the house, right.
And now these same people are like loving Lamar Jackson. Well, wait a minute. You were okay with them being a racist organization 3 years ago. Like, did you? I don't understand. Like, how do you do that? How are you okay with that? I don't want to get serious.
Did that get a bunch of support? I didn't feel like it did.
It didn't get any outrage, which was my point.
Yeah,
it's like,
well,
we're just going to sit here and let.
I don't know if it didn't
let
get
this
any...
guy be called a slave owner.
I didn't...
and him a slave. That's okay.
I don't know if it didn't get any outrage. What happened was, you know, at the time. When his girlfriend tweeted that or posted it or whatever, Kaepernick was still trying out for the team.
Yes.
He was still...
I know, yeah.
So it was almost like, I was like, well, wait a minute. Is this... Does he want to play? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I had that exact thought.
Yeah, does he really want it, or does he want to be a social justice warrior of some kind? And by the way, I'm not saying that his cause doesn't have merit. I'm not saying any of that. But when... He was competing for a job, or at least attempting to get a job.
He was in a job interview.
And then his significant other calls the owner of the franchise a slave owner. You have no shot at that job.
Of course.
And I never heard anybody really being critical of the Ravens. I think it almost went away. You're right about that. It went away. So I don't...
I'm saying if you said that, you're fired from your job.
If I say yes?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Well, so is Kaepernick.
Right, but it's like... I felt like it was like people were just okay with that. And now they want to praise the Ravens because they took a chance on a black quarterback. It's like, well, you can't have it both ways.
I don't remember.
Maybe this is me.
Maybe. I don't know if it is or isn't, but I haven't really heard much about Lamar Jackson being a black quarterback more, I've heard a lot more about the style in which he plays.
Right.
You know, being so contrarian to everything else that's going on, yes, in this league. And, you know, it's strange, and then Robbie will stop talking about sports. The reason that, look, the Ravens have an opportunity. They're currently on a pace to have the all-time time of possession record.
Yes.
Okay. And but that's a function of them having a successful offense that runs the ball. They have 300 yards more than any other team in the NFL, right? And every other team is geared to pass.
Yes.
Right? They're the only team that's run, then pass. And
they're
going
against the trend.
Right. And so as a result, you have the ball a lot longer because it takes a lot longer to get down the field. And they're also successful at it. If they weren't successful at it, then it wouldn't work. But you, yes, know what else the Ravens done? Then we're done, Robbie. I promise. They punted less than anyone in the NFL. Did you know that?
No, but it does not surprise me.
Going into that game,
they go for it on fourth down a lot, too.
That has a lot to do with it, too. Mm-hmm. But going into that game, they had 18 punts.
And they have now, a good punter, which is a shame.
I know they had a couple punts in this past game. I don't know where they are now, but they were four punts ahead of, or behind, however you look at it, the Cowboys, who are second, who play tonight. So the Ravens have punted the least in the NFL. So, yeah, they possess the ball longer than any other team, and they got a good shot. I'd say they're more likely to break that record than to not, based on not necessarily them being a great team, although they're a really good team, but the way that the game is played today.
Well, Robbie, you are a Redskins fan, and I know you're not as big a sports fan as Joe and I. But are you just not caring anymore? Would you consider rooting for someone else, or you don't care enough to even root for someone else?
Oh, I care. Mm-hmm. I will always root for the Ravens.
The Redskins or
Ravens? But not...
You said the Ravens.
I said, that's what I meant. I will always root for the Ravens, but not at the expense of the Redskins.
I see. Okay. So you're just going to root for both teams, but if they played in the Super Bowl, you're rooting for the Redskins.
Of course.
Right. That's the real question for you, Joe Robinson.
Amazing Caucasian said, did I tune into the wrong podcast? I thought this was supposed to be funny. Come on, Robbie. You've hung up on Joe for far less. Robbie has never hung up on me. Currently, right now, if they played each other, I would root for the Ravens. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I would do.
If the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, do you get to go and broadcast?
No, I doubt it.
Everyone else would go at the station except for you, probably.
I don't know. Maybe
Kirk would go.
Maybe Kirk would go. So these are maybe, yeah, some funny stories for Amazing Caucasian, even though they are about the game. So Ed Reed, who is the Hall of Fame safety for the Ravens, we got to interview him, or what I thought was we got to interview him because they were doing his bus presentation.
It's a big deal.
It was a huge deal. But no, they didn't. Kirk McEwen, who I do the pregame with, got a mic and an earpiece, and he went to go see Ray Lewis. I didn't even get to ask him any questions. If I did, I would have had to said, hey, Kirk, can you ask, you know.
Which isn't even, it's not even like you're interviewing him then.
Well, I had a bunch of hilarious things that I was going to ask him about, yeah, you know, about how cool his bust looks and things like that. But I didn't, and so I just sat there while Kirk, as a matter of fact, they posted it online, the interview. I'm part of that broadcast.
But you're the guy left out.
I'm going to say nothing, right? I didn't get to say a word to him. Didn't even see him.
If somebody, would you ever mention that you interviewed Ed Reed?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because I literally didn't.
But, I mean, you could sort of fib it. I mean, you got close enough. You're in some bar. People are talking about meeting players and whatnot. You're trying to impress somebody.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not really your style.
Yeah, I don't think I would lie about something like that. And, I mean, how impressed would you be? Like, oh, cool, you interviewed him, you know. Meanwhile, I lied. I could say I interviewed. There's real players I've interviewed.
Right.
I've interviewed Haloti Ngata, so there you go. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he's close.
Why you weren't here last week, you were hanging out with a player during
Hayden Hurst.
Broadcast.
I've interviewed Judge Judy. Let's be serious. I mean, I've gone to the mountaintop.
Is that the most famous person you've interviewed?
Is Guillermo del Toro more famous than Judge Judy?
I don't think so.
Is John Leguizamo more famous than Judge Judy?
No. Judge Judy is an A-lister.
Is Oprah Winfrey? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, then I guess, yeah, Judge Judy is the most famous.
She the most famous judge?
You know she's like one of the top paid celebrities.
Oh, yeah, no, she's, yeah. But she's old, too, so she should retire soon because, yeah. But she's awesome. But, yeah, I think, so Judge, I mean, it's got to be Judy, then I guess Ito, is he the next biggest?
Ito, well, Judge Wapner.
You think Wapner's a bigger name than Ito, Judge Ito?
That's the OJ trial.
Yeah.
That's a real, actual judge.
Yeah, a real judge. What about Thurgood Marshall? He's got to be way up, right?
The Mount Rushmore judges.
How about how we said Judge Judy four judges before we got to Thurgood Marshall? Right. Oh, J.L. Covan's going to have go crazy when he hears this.
Who, is she the most famous Judy?
Judy
Garland?
Judy Garland's pretty big. I mean, yeah. Judy Garland's got to be bigger than Judge Judy.
I bet more people know who Judge Judy is.
Well, think, yeah, of course, because Judy Garland.
You think Katie knows who Judy Garland is?
I bet she does.
I don't think she does.
She's got to, right?
I know she knows the Wizard of Oz.
Well, yeah.
Matt Colby has an important question.
What's that? That's not a question. It's a statement. He said, Dan Gildark's the most famous person that I know. You don't know who that is, but he's a guy I went to high school with. That's a good memory on him. He directed a movie. I'll never forget. I've told the story on here before. I'll tell it again.
Please
it's
do.
One of my biggest regrets. Okay.
And this guy's have a lot.
A ton. This guy's a great guy, Dan Gildark. He's a great guy. I hadn't seen him in 10 years.
Right.
It might have been more than that. It might have been 20. And he's there at the high school reunion. He's there. And I said, hey, what have you been up to? He goes, oh, I just wrote and directed a movie called Cthulhu.
Yeah.
I go, really? I go, who's in it? He goes, oh, Tori Spelling's in it. And I go, what? What's the name of the kid, Ozzy Osbourne's kid? What's that kid? What's that girl's
Jack.
Name? No, the daughter.
There's Sharon, then there's...
The daughter, yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Whatever, but anyway, because at the time, the Osbourne, yeah. I go, oh, what? So-and-so Osbourne wasn't available. I shit on this guy, right?
Yes.
There's no... First of all, I know who Tori Spelling is.
Right.
The idea that he has a movie that she's in, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I've not accomplished anything anywhere near that.
It's not like you're talking to Spielberg and he said, I got a movie with Tori Spelling.
Right. And I'm like, God, what the fuck is the matter with me, man? But anyway, yeah.
Dan Gildark used to do some very elaborate Halloween costumes. You remember that, Joe?
No, I didn't. What was it?
One time he was Indiana Jones and like he really went all out.
I don't remember that, but he was
a good guy, though.
He was a real good guy, and the last thing I ever said to him was something horrible.
Yep. Have you Facebook friends or anything?
Facebook friends, and I think I did. I think I literally reached out to him because I did this. I think I've told this story on here before as well. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to, when I was still on Facebook, I reached out to Dan Gildark, and I don't remember why, but I think I wanted to apologize for doing that because that was a shitty thing to do.
Right.
But also, there's a girl that I went to school with. She actually was the understudy for Annie on Broadway.
That's cool.
Her name was Molly Hall. She has a different name now. I don't know what it is, and I'm not on Facebook anymore, but she befriended me on Facebook. And you may know this, but one of my favorite songs of all time is True Colors by Cyndi Lauper. I love that song. I think it's a great song. And the reason is because the girl that I was dating at the time,
mm-hmm.
she was friends with Molly. Molly was in a band. And she sang that song, and I was moved by it. I was a kid. I was moved by her, the way that she, it was at a rehearsal, and I got to hear her sing it stripped down, and it was awesome. And I'm like, wow, I love that song. I was on Facebook, and I saw her, and I just messaged her and said, hey, listen, I've never, you probably don't know this, but, and I told her that story. And now I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's because you, and it resonates with me, and blah, 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 blah. Then, she goes, hey, thanks for that. You know, I really needed that. I'm going through something, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it was. You know,
well,
maybe her kids. Blah, blah. Yeah, so it may, you know, I just got lucky and I felt, you know, so people should do that more.
So this is two examples, one of you being a dick and one of you being nice.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Yeah, I had to redeem myself. Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you know somebody who directed Molly Hall.
I do.
Yes.
Who,
me.
Mike Chamberlain?
Me. Yeah.
You did?
Oh, did you do a one act
in the freshman one act?
Was she good?
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah. She's
here. Famous Judy. Judy Garland, Judy Davis.
Who the fuck's that?
I don't know.
You know who Judy Davis is.
I do?
Yeah, if you saw her, you recognize
her. I know Judith Dench is.
Judy Collins, she's a singer. My mom used to like her, folk singer.
Gee, there are not a lot of famous Judys.
Judy Holliday? I mean...
Hey, I literally looked up Judy Davis. I have no fucking idea who this is. Mm-hmm. I literally don't.
She's got Judy Davis eyes.
Look
Judy
at the
Gold, the comedian.
I know who she is. Hey, this Judy Davis that Robbie says, you know who she is. Let me give you the movie she's been in. Feud, The Dressmaker, Dark Blood, My Brilliant Career. You know who she is.
Judy Tenuta?
I do know Judy Tenuta.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of Judys these days.
Judy Tenuta was married to Emo Phillips. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Robbie knew that because they used to come on Howard Stern together.
I didn't know they were married. I
oh, maybe I'm wrong
they
about
were,
that.
They were a couple for sure.
Maybe I need to do famous Judith.
Judith Dench, I had that. Hold on, I'm going to Judy Tenuta. Here she is. I'm going to make sure I'm right about that. And then I'm going to tell another story about Frank Push. Maybe we should do that after the break.
Let's take a break. We'll talk about Frank the Tank. Robin Joe Show. Be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon. Yes. And I will say this. What is it? $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more. You get some free things like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey. You got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So, yes. But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes,
right? You get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila. Hello?
Hello? Welcome back.
I'm looking at Judy Tenuta. I guess I'm wrong. She wasn't married to... Let me see if I got personal life. Nope. Early life, career, comic persona, discography. Nah.
They were a couple, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I thought they were married, though. I like to be accurate. I guess I wasn't.
What is this, quality time?
That's right.
Fact checking?
That's right. By the way, I got to listen to the new quality time to make sure I get my corrections in.
Please do.
So we went to, I guess he's Mike. Is it a cousin-in-law? Is Katie's cousin my cousin?
I don't know how that stuff works. Sure, I guess.
Although I'm 50 and my cousin's 21. Okay, just to kind of put things in, just to kind of put things into perspective. But he just turned 21, so his parents who are parties, you know, Uncle Pat, he married Katie and I. But Uncle Pat's like 4 months older than me.
Do you say I love you to these people?
I say I love you to her mom.
Right.
I don't know that I've ever said I love you to anybody else. That's in the family. I don't think I have.
Frank?
No, I haven't said I love you to Frank.
What are you waiting for?
I do. It's like Robbie, man. He just he holds on to his I love yous like they're Bitcoin.
Have you seen the Coen Brothers movie Barton Fink?
Yeah, with John
Judy Davis was in that.
Okay.
Oh, well, you win. You're right. She's super famous.
Was she the female lead? Woman in store. Anyway, so we're on this party bus with my cousin. By the way, everyone in there is about 21, right?
Did you buy a gift?
It's funny. I didn't.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, maybe we should get some alcohol. I go, this kid's going to be so drunk. What are we going to hand him alcohol?
He doesn't need that now. Probably a bad idea, actually.
Meanwhile, they did get, everybody got destroyed. And they were playing music, and it was a little loud, if I'm being honest.
Was it like new music that you don't know?
Well, the first music that was on the party bus wasn't. And it was really kind of funny because I'm like, is this what kids are listening to? Because like the first song was like, it's like Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. And they played...
that's just a classic party song.
Kickstart My Heart. That's what they're playing, right? And I'm like, huh. Then they played... I thought it said Bulls on Parade, but it's not Bulls on Parade. What's the other one? You know, Won't You Do What They Told You by...
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, whatever that song is, they're playing it. And it was making me laugh because I that song, I grew up with it. I mean, I think I was in my late 20s,
right?
But, you know, that's just when I would listen to that kind of music. But Frank was there, and I'm looking at Frank. I go, I say to Katie, I go, your dad, he's got to hate this, right?
Right.
So Katie goes, hey, Dad, you like this song? He goes, yeah, it's a good song. So he's, you know, and it was just making me laugh because everybody's bobbing their head or whatever. And of course, at the end, they're like, fuck you. I won't do what they told, whatever.
Yeah, they're cursing.
There's nonstop. And he's like, yeah, it's how you like it. It's cool. But anyway, Frank, it was a party bus that held 35 people.
It sounds like something that a sober, older person like yourself would not want to be around. Like Frank, because he's not really a drinker.
Well, let me say this. On the way back... When everybody's just drinking and they're singing loud, that's fine.
Right.
You know, I can get into that. When we're going back, people are literally running up and down the. They're drunk. They're falling on people. Yeah. You know, you could tell it's a bubbling cauldron.
Yes. Which,
I won't get into this. It did bubble over. So, right. But I wasn't there at the time. So Thankfully. That was good. Yes, I left. But Frank, he comes out of the. He doesn't want to be in the bar. He doesn't want to be there. So he's talking to the bus driver. That's what he's doing. He's sitting back talking to that guy, right? So he comes back. He goes, "Hey, I got a side hustle." I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna be driving for this guy." I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna be driving these party buses." I go, "You are?" He goes, "Yeah, I got my CDL license. I'm just gonna come down here on the weekend." There's no fucking way he's gonna be able to deal with what that guy had to deal with.
Right? No,
he's not gonna sit down and shut up. This is my bus. But anyway, yeah. So we'll see where that ends up. Although I will say this about Frank, mm-hmm. You know, Frank has a very successful career. Maybe I shouldn't say, but he works at BGE and he's very successful. He's very high up. He's been there for a bazillion years. But in spite of him doing well and his wife doing well, he just says, "Oh, I guess I'll go work at this grocery store." And he worked at, like, you know, Weiss or whatever for cutting fish or whatever for like 2 years.
He just likes to be a man of the people.
Yeah. Well, Katie's like, he just doesn't want to be home. He just get the hell out of there. But, you know,
I can't hear you.
Because Katie went to like a super expensive private school.
Yeah.
And then her classmates go and see her dad working the fish counter at Weiss or whatever, you know, Safeway or whatever. So
maybe he's not doing as well as you think.
Well, I think I told you that he also, the Chinese food, I don't know if it got there late or they didn't deliver. And so he went there and he applied for a job to deliver Chinese food for a Chinese food that's near a place that's near his house. So he didn't get the job, by the way. They weren't interested in having him.
You know, Tuan and I are watching, she's watching Breaking Bad.
Killing in the Name Of. Killing That's in the song. Name Of. Yeah, thank you, Benchwarmer. Yes, Killing in the Name Of.
She's finally getting around to watching Breaking Bad, and she's loving it. I think she's literally finishing it as I'm watching this. But, you know, we talk about Frank. We talk about how Walter White was just this guy that you would never suspect, even though on paper, you know, a chemist cooking meth, not the craziest of leaps. But it was just, you could never, if you're lived in the house or you're a family member, you would never suspect.
Right.
Who's that guy in our life that could be, is Phil. It Frank? Is it, it's Phil?
Yeah, so that's, if you're a fan of this show for a long way back, Phil was my former landlord, but also my good friend. But the thing about Phil is he is a genius.
So, but what would he be doing? What would it be as illegal activity?
Well, he could do anything,
would
right?
Would he be having a gambling ring or something?
Well, he could have a gambling ring. Obviously, he knows numbers. It could be stock market. There's a lot of white collar crime,
right?
That if he was willing to, he could involve himself in, and he could.
Phil
do
could
well.
Be a criminal mastermind at almost anything he put his mind to.
That's true.
Yeah,
he could. He almost. You know what annoyed me the other day? So, Phil is in our fantasy football league.
Yes,
and I was playing another friend in, and he had players I'd never heard of on his team, right?
Starting.
And Phil goes, "Yeah, Tony's usually pretty good in this league, but my algorithm," and he had a fucking, I don't know what he had, but he had a site that gave him the percentage, who the best teams were in the league were.
And who's going to be the best going down there for the rest of the season.
Which I didn't mind because I think I was either fourth or fifth, but I was only like less than 1 point behind him.
But you're not using an algorithm.
No, I'm using my brain, which, again.
And Paul Charchian on your fantasy segment on the radio.
Yeah, it's funny because I couldn't even think of enough fantasy football questions to ask him. But that wasn't my fault because all the games had been played, and I got to write them beforehand.
Because you did the Sunday night game this week.
Yeah, so because of that, it was difficult. But still, you figure I'd be able, which I did, but I think I had my last two questions. One was, when is the right time to put up your holiday decorations? After Halloween or after?
That's your fantasy
Thanksgiving.
Question.
That was one of my fantasy questions, yes.
Right.
And I actually asked him a question that I wrote that day because Tony had a player he played against me that I never fucked, Preston Williams or whatever the fuck this guy's
rookie
name.
Rookie Dolphins.
Never heard of him. And I asked him about him. So thank God that happened or I wouldn't have had enough fantasy football questions to ask him. No wonder I don't have any algorithms. By the way, when I went to what inspired that is I went to Dunkin' Donuts on November 1st, and they had their holiday cups out.
There you go. Are you you have your holiday plans already? Do you know where you're doing Thanksgiving now that you're officially in the family?
Well, not to bum anybody out, but our stepmother's sick, and it's usually at her house.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. We've had some discussions about what we might be doing this year, but actually I don't know. What are you going to be doing?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Well, I would invite you over, but I don't know where I'm going to be. I'll bet you and Tawana can come to the Push family.
Well, after I heard that story that we can't really talk about what happened after all those 21-year-old birthday party drinks were flowing, I'm not sure I want to be around that family when there's alcohol.
Well, I think
it's a little chaotic.
I think the family that's going to be there is the family that's still getting along. Right?
Okay,
they've kicked half the other side of the family out.
Well, they might sometimes people reconcile over the holidays, and then you get the drink and it just round two.
Yeah, and they just things come back up.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Is Robbie invited to the pushes?
If Robbie wants to come, mm-hmm. That doesn't sound.
Can
like
he bring
something.
His dog?
That doesn't sound like something Robbie would want to do.
I think Robbie and Frank could have a good old time.
Well, the last time Frank saw Robbie was at the wedding, but before that was when he wore the NRA hat, the I Fingered the Killer t-shirt, swimming trunks, and I don't remember the shoes he had on. But
I mean, I feel like Frank and Robbie would, I don't know how much they've hung out, but I feel like they would get along.
I don't know what would lead you to believe that.
The NRA hat.
Frank doesn't have a gun.
He's around.
He's a man's man.
He's a man's man.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
Robbie, do you don't agree with this?
No, I love Frank.
Yeah.
Frank is a, you know, he likes to do yard work.
Okay.
Well, you know what else? Here's something
we don't
else.
Have that in common.
Here's something else about Frank.
You can come to my house.
Yeah, by the way, thanks to, I don't know who tweeted it out, but somebody tweeted out a picture of somebody raking the yard, and I don't know what the comment was, but
yeah.
Basically, it's in reference to how much I hate doing that. But you know those icicle lights that you see on houses?
I do.
Prior to them existing, Frank invented them. He took Christmas lights and he created icicles out of them. And maybe some, you know, mastermind was driving by and said, that looks like a good idea, and fucking patented that thing and stole that idea from him.
You are exact opposites to Frank in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
he's puts Christmas tree lights on his house, guy. You would no interest in doing that.
No.
Just from the physical labor of it.
No, I wouldn't. Now,
you would never pick up a part-time job bagging groceries or driving a party bus.
No.
Unless you absolutely had to financially.
No, if I couldn't make ends meet,
right.
I would, but yeah. I'd be bad at that too.
Right.
So that's the other thing. The part-time jobs are available to me. I wouldn't be very good at.
Right.
But I have a part-time job.
Frank is a quiet, sit in the corner, keeps himself. You talk, meet people.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of talking because everybody was, there were children, basically.
Right.
And, you know, I was the old creepy guy that was there, so I really didn't want to draw a lot of attention to myself. But yeah, you're right. But Frank also, he gets annoyed quickly.
Yeah.
Not necessarily at me, but he's like, I don't want to be here. And he's ready to go. I think Katie says a lot of times there'll be some family event. And so I'd be like, oh, I forgot to get, you know, butter. I forgot. I'll get it immediately. Out.
Right.
He's out of there as quickly as he can run out.
And you're not that guy.
No. Anything. Matter of fact, I went to watch game 7 of the Nationals at our friend's Erica's house, which you've heard me mention on here a million times. You know her, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go to watch the game over there. And we needed to get food. And it's one of these secure buildings, so you have to go all the way down. And it's a long walk to get to where somebody can deliver food. They can't come up to your
room. So that adds an extra complication to it.
Probably, and I don't want to exaggerate, but it probably takes 10 minutes to get down there. Between 5 and 10 minutes to get down where you're supposed to go.
Okay.
And Katie's like, I'll go down and get it. I go, okay. No problem. Go down. Do not want to walk all the way down there and get that. So.
There she is. Let's take a break. Be right back. Rob and Joe Show. You know, Joe, you and I, we love football. You work in a football capacity.
I work for an NFL. I actually work for a radio station, but.
Yeah, it's close enough. Right. The Ravens. But look, at the end of a hard week, you sit down. It's Sunday. You relax and you watch some football. And now you can do more than just watch. I mean, we used to go to Vegas, and the main reason to go to Vegas was not to play craps or blackjack. We wanted to gamble on sporting events.
I've been there 3 times purposely at the first week of Midnight Madness so you can bet on as many games
March
as you possibly
Madness.
What'd I say?
Midnight Madness.
That too.
That's when they tip
off. I know what
the
you're
season.
Saying. You know
yes.
what I meant.
I
right.
know what
March
you meant.
Madness, right.
And we did that for your bachelor party at Atlantic City in March. Well, now you don't have to do that. You don't have to leave your house. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the game even more exciting than to bet on them, Joe Robinson.
That's right. Do the smart thing and go to MyBookie. It's with an IE, mybookie.ag. Nobody gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie has the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. That's one thing I remember back when online poker used to be legal.
Right.
The payout was what was, when am I going to get my money? Because they hold on to it. These guys, fastest payouts.
Yeah, they're the best in the business. Again, it's just as important whether you're going to get paid as what you're betting on. And mybookie.ag is the best. It's where I play. It's where Joe plays.
Do you ever bet the parlays?
I love the parlay because a parlay is a way to bet a little and win a lot. You can bet like 3-4 games. You win them all. You get more than 4 times your money.
Yeah, if you feel confident, you play in another pool locally where you have to pick X number of teams or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, how many times have you picked them all correct?
Not so far. No, one guy's picked 4 out of 4 2 weeks in a row, and we're mad at that guy. But if you did a parlay with mybookie.ag, he would be crushing it. We have a promo code, very important promo code, Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. That's promo code Robbie with a Y, as in you play, you win, you get paid. You know, you want to bet on sports, but you don't want to go to some shady guy or you don't want to go to some casino. Sit right there in your living room, mybookie.ag, completely legit. You go on, you type in the promo code R-O-B-B-Y. They will double your first deposit. Visit mybookie.ag today.
And if you're going to bet, use this. You're helping out the Rob and Joe Show. And if you use the promo code R-O-B-B-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Not, do you know anybody else who spells their name with a Y other than Robbie?
Nope, just Robbie, R. Robbie.
All right, use that promo code. That attaches back to this show. And if you want to help support us, if you're not a patron, you should definitely be using mybookie.ag. And if you're going to gamble at all, why would you use another site instead of the one that's helping us?
You'd be stupid. It's also the best site. It's win-win. Don't pick the Redskins.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Headed to Utah this week, Joe. Dry Bar Comedy, November 8th. If you're in Provo, never been to Utah.
No, you said that. I'm excited for you. It's your first time. How many states do you think you've been to?
I counted recently. I think it's in the low 30s. You want to go over them? You want to do that?
Yeah.
How many you been to?
Here's the thing. It's going to sound horrible. I don't know if I remember. Like, I was thinking this. I don't know if I've been to Texas.
Okay.
I think I have.
I've definitely been to Texas.
I don't know if I have.
Stepbrother got married. He lives there. I went to the wedding.
I've been to Washington, Oregon, and I've been to California.
I've been to Nevada.
I've been to Colorado. I've been to Nevada. I've been to Tennessee. Robbie and I drove. I told you my father. I told you this before, I think. We drove to Nashville, Tennessee. One time we drove there.
Well, I've never been to Nashville, so that sounds cool.
Well, I was a small child at the time. And we also drove to Montgomery, Alabama, which is where my uncle lived.
Yeah.
And we just showed up. They didn't know we were coming.
Yes. He just popped in.
That happened. So I basically saw the whole Southeast.
But does it count? I think you have to spend a night in a place for you to say that you were there.
I don't know. If you drive through the entire state, you've never been there.
What do you think, Robbie?
I'm sorry. I was looking at things to do in Provo, Utah.
Well, I think BYU is there. So
yes, it is.
Yeah. If you just drive through a state, can you count that you were there?
Sure.
You don't stop or anything?
If you don't stop, yeah, you can say that you were there.
Drive through the whole... By the way, you were there. That's the
okay.
Yes, exactly.
But like, you were in your car.
But I always qualify. People say, have you ever been to Chicago? I said, only the airport. You know?
Well, that doesn't count. Airport clearly doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be in an airport and not have any clue where you're at.
Yeah, so Benchwarmer says airports don't count. Driving through does. Yeah, so I've definitely been to Texas as a stop.
Okay.
I can't remember if I've been there for any other reason. But let me tell you something. It counts if you drove through. That
okay.
fucking counts. Man, when Robbie and I used to everywhere. Robbie, do you remember when was the first time you were on a plane? Do you remember? Going to that senior trip to Greece or whatever.
That is the first time.
The first time Robbie was ever on a plane was when, what, you were 18 years
no,
old?
No, no. When we went to California, Joe. When we were, when we went to
You're right. You're right. We were on one plane from, you know,
right,
1 to 16 or whatever. But when we, but we drove everywhere. We went on vacations all over the place driving there. And let me tell you something. There were no, I know I had this conversation before about Robbie because he used to sing songs in the thing, but there was nothing to do.
Right. Nothing.
Nothing. I remember when I was a kid, I had a this book where you could open it up and you could button a shirt in one page and you could zip a zipper in the next page, swear to God, and you could tie a shoe in the next page. Do you remember that book, Robbie?
Of course I remember it.
And I even remember I was like 15. I had that book. Nothing to do, right? Whatever I could do to pass the time.
Did you have the Choose Your Own Adventure books? Did you read those?
No, I didn't have that.
Oh, those are good.
There was a there was
Encyclopedia Brown. Did you have that?
No.
There Hardy, was, Hardy Boys?
No, I didn't. Jeez. Wasn't a big reader.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, we had this. I swear,
you like books, or you can tie shoes.
Yeah, we had this. I swear, it was this piece of cardboard.
Oh wow.
Okay. And it had like cellophane windows on it. You remember this, Robbie?
Yes.
And it was like travel bingo. It was like, all right, if you see a fucking antelope or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, liquor store or whatever.
Antelope.
Yeah, whatever. I'm exaggerating. And then you just got to push these
Would
windows.
Do you know what
over.
An antelope looked like if you saw one?
Yeah, no. That's not a, that's a deer. You don't, it doesn't count. No, but you, and every time you saw something, you pushed this window over.
Uh huh.
That's all you're just looking out the window looking for a fucking cypress tree.
It's or like, railroad crossing.
Yes, a railroad crossing. It's
that
huge.
That was actually when we used to go on trips with our grandparents. And they would take us, they took us in a camper.
Yes.
To Maine.
Well, that sounds fun.
You know what I remember the most about that? There's two things I remember the most about that trip. The first thing is my grandmother was on Weight Watchers.
Okay.
And she gave us Weight Watchers bread pudding. And I remember gagging on it, okay?
Sounds horrible.
And it was like, oh, even now they're like, oh, try this bread pudding. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not trying that, right? So I remember that. The second thing I remember is, and I've told this story before, Robbie and I, there's nothing to do. Robbie and I are playing croquet.
Yeah, okay? Sounds bad.
I think I've probably told this story on here before.
No, you have not told this story on the show.
So we're playing croquet. And I was better than Robbie at it. Now,
I've always thought that about you and Robbie. You'd be the better croqueter.
When you hit somebody else's ball, you had an opportunity to do one of two things.
Okay.
You could either get two shots, or you could take their ball and put it up against your foot and hit their ball into the woods. Okay?
Right.
You got to do either one. As God is my witness, my strategy was to win. I wasn't trying to fuck over Robbie, right? So I kept hitting his ball into the woods. Robbie fucking told on me. Do you remember this, Robbie?
I remember getting mad. I don't remember telling him.
He told on me, and my grandmother, she's like, quit hitting Robbie's ball into the woods. I got in trouble. I felt like, oh, you want to get the rule book? Right? No, I didn't do that. But yeah, Robbie was preferred by my grandmother. That's a fact.
Makes sense.
But that one, that stuck with me because I knew of the injustice. That's the thing. I knew my father was very concerned with fairness, right? But that was an injustice, and I knew it. And the other thing that I remember is we used to go to this place called Shawnee Land. You remember that, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee Land was basically a fucking paved plot. That's all it was, with water and electricity. And they used to put their camper on there, and they go up to Shawnee Land. We built a fire or whatever. And I remember walking down this road, and I go, oh, my God, a flower. I went to pick it up. It was horse shit.
Oh,
and it
nice.
Turned like rainbow color. And my grandmother goes, put this. She starts screaming at me. So those are my fond memories of my camping with my grandparents.
You have a lot of memories,
taking
Joe.
Up shit, hitting Robbie's ball into the woods, and almost vomiting on bread pudding.
See, I was by myself, so I was always inventing games. Like, I still, to this day, like, this is what I'm doing now in my house.
Like, you have a basketball hoop in your room, stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to play.
But I have, I still have that today. But there, you see that little football that I have that lights up, that little tiny, you can hold it, and it's a real small thing.
Yeah.
So this is the game that I now play, is I take it in my right hand, and I throw behind my back, and I catch with my left.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go behind my back, left, catch with my right, and I have to do that all around the first floor of our house.
Who's there when you're doing this?
By myself.
You just do
it? And my record is, it's 11 throws to get all the way around. So 10 is now my goal.
Can you?
It started with 20 as the goal, and I got so good that I got it down to 11. Without dropping.
In between this, can you work on the murder mysteries?
I can. Hey, I wrote three this year, Joe. It's a record.
No, you really killed it this year. I can't really complain. I was just trying to be hilarious.
But I have started thinking of new murder mysteries. So,
all right, let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, we have a break this month. No murder mysteries.
God, I hate to say this. I'm very excited.
I'm excited, too.
About a murder mystery-less month, because coming up in December, we have a lot of them. New venues, too.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's going to get busy again, probably.
What's the one place that it's on New York Avenue in D.C., the wine
City Winery, yes. January 4th. It's the first Saturday of the year. Yes.
So I'm very excited about that, but also we have our next one is at a new venue, right?
Yeah, I think it's a private gig.
Oh, it's private? No, yeah. People can't get to it?
It's like this Mason Lodge or something.
All right, forget you guys. But can't come.
The Bright Box, December 14th, and then the DC Improv, December 19th. And then Magoobie's December 21st. It's a Saturday, two shows. And then that's obviously our Christmas show. And then brand spanking new New Year's Eve show. Tickets are now on sale. Magoobie's Joke House. The final countdown.
That's got a DJ that Robbie stressed out about. by the way, the DJ doesn't come on until after you're done, Robbie. Do you know that?
Yes, thank you for checking into that.
All right. And then... Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to be up there champing at the bit, but you know.
Well, all you can drink, open bar, it's this. It's go to magoobies.com. It's going to be a hell of a... You get to spend New Year's Eve with us. How can that... What could be better than that?
And I'll be on the air, depending on when Robbie gets this out, on Thursday afternoon on Kirk and Marianne. I think it's Kirk and I.
All right. Good times. Thank you, guys. Laters.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.